I can't believe I'm really having to do this to someone. I'm getting pretty weak though, and plus, it's fine if I can show them a good time, right? I just need to find someone who's walking alone. I just sound like a creep. Well, maybe that's because I'm doing creepy things right now. Oh, he'll do. Hi there, how are you? It's awfully late, and I'd actually really appreciate if I could walk with someone. May I join you if you're heading in this direction? Oh, you're having a midnight stroll. How nice. I assume I can join you all the same, yeah? Oh, the moonlight, it's reflecting on your eyes pretty nicely. What about mine? Can you look into my eyes? That's right. Keep looking. Hear my voice. Everything else seems to be fading away into the background, as if it was white noise. It's just me and you together, isn't it? You don't particularly notice anything else at all right now, do you? Just my voice. And my eyes working together to make you fall deeper and deeper. It's almost becoming irresistible to ignore me. Almost like you're getting some sort of pleasure derived from just following my words. You're going to hear me snap my fingers in either ear. When I do, you'll let go completely and allow me to be in control. Don't be worried about it. You won't find it's actually nice to fully let go, letting someone else take the lead while you just enjoy what follows. Hello, my little thrall, I guess I can call you for now. How are you? You have some sweet blood for me, don't you? Come, let's be a little more secluded down this alleyway, If anyone were to pass, we wouldn't want them to see me nibbling on your neck now. You'd like that, wouldn't you? If I were to let go and kiss and then bite into this delicious neck. And suck up all the blood just for me. It's next to impossible to stop. I know it hurts a little for you, but my, what's going on down here? Was me stealing your life force somehow got you a wreck? Well, it would be mighty wrong of me to drain you here, not elsewhere. Let me see about this. Now that is perfect. I didn't realize humans could be so aroused by vampires. Do you like being a meat sack for me? I might have to consider hunting you down again. Maybe you'd enjoy the thrill of not knowing when I'd next strike. Well, I think I've had my fill, but I'm certainly not done with you yet. You don't have to tell me, it feels good. I already know it is. The way my warm lips wrap around it is probably enough to make you dribble some pre-cum for me, huh? Aren't you glad that you bumped into me now? Oh, I could have been a meanie and not sucked you off. But here I am, on my knees for you, kissing all the way on your cock. Do you like that my mouth and your cock is all covered in spit, huh? I'm salivating like crazy. And it's all yours and this delicious dick's fault. And if I told you that sucking you off is getting my pussy wet, would you believe me? Because I'm really turned on right now and I'm not even pleasing myself. I really will have to hunt you down for round two. Once I have your scent, well, it's not very hard to find you again. Maybe you'll be in bed, slowly drifting asleep. And you'll feel my hand on your crotch. Or, while you're out shopping, you'll get lured into the dressing room by none other than me, so we can fuck. The possibilities are pretty limitless now that you're my thrall. I can tell you're getting close. Are you holding back so well? Would it be even harder to hold back if I started to gag and choke on it? Go on then. Give me what I demand and let me drain you with my throat. You've got my eyes tearing up. Jeez, what a nasty thick load you had for me. Fuck. Those poor balls of yours must be pretty drained right now. Poor thing. You should head home and clean up, okay? I'll take you out of your trance now. And don't worry, I'll let you remember everything. I do want to come find you again. so don't think of one. Hello again. I'll let you get going since it is pretty late. And I think I had your heart rate high enough to be considered a workout.